We are on Daf Tes Amid Aleph by the Mishnah. Kenidrei Rishoyim Noda, if a person started off his neder by saying he wants to make like the Rishoyim make Noda Benozer Ubekorben Ubeshvuah. So this Hakdome could bring about that he was Mekabel Naziris, he's Mechuyev to bring a Kolben, and that he made a Shvuah. We'll see Klor in the Ran and in the Gemara. Kenidrei Ksheirim, what if he said he wants to make Nidorim like the Ksheirim make? Lo Amar Klum. So then, he didn't say anything, because Ksheirim don't make Nidorim. So that means, in other words, he's saying, I want to make a Neder like Ksheirim make a Neder, so that means he doesn't want to make a Neder, because Ksheirim don't make a Neder. Can Nidvoi some? What if he says, I want to make a Nedove like Ksheirim make a Nedove? Nodar benozir ubekom. So then, he says, Kenidvas Ksheirim, so this, he could become a Nozir with this Akdome, it could make a Nedove, a Kolben with this Nedove, but there's no Indian of Shur. Let us see the Ran. Kenidrei Rishoim Nodar Benozir Bekolben Abishur. Hachmas Nisen Nami Pirushe Di Yodisi. The Mishnah is a perish of Yodis. Umafashinim b'gmor d'hochi kama. Dim omar kin nidrei rishoyim hareini. That's what he said. These three words. Kin nidrei, I am kin nidrei rishoyim v'yonozer oiva lofonov. Harei hu nozer. So he becomes a nozer. That's a neder on the ziris. V'chein im omar kin nidrei rishoyim olai. Chayiv Kolben, umistavra nami de davkik shoyse behema munachas lefon, was a behema in front of him, and he said, kenidre rishoyim olai, so that's a neder to bring this behema for a Kolben. Vechein nami im oma kenidre rishoyim heimenu, kenidre rishoyim heimenu on this thing, heimenu sheloi oichal, a kenidre rishayim hemenu shloyechol, they shouldn't eat it, for hoya kikar munach lefonov, harei b'shvuah shloyechlenu. Umechayiv b'chol hani, and he's chayiv nezires, to bring a korban in the zachiyiv shvuah not to, there's an isra shvuah not to eat it. Umechayiv b'chol hani ki yom a kenidre rishayim. Sherei Rishoyim Darkim Lider B'chol Eidl, because Rishoyim HaMekabel Naziris, Rishoyim Ek Nedorim to bring Korbones, Rishoyim Ek Shvuas, U'mipnei She'ein Eiroi Lasis Kein, Kori Luhu Nidrei Rishoyim, Sherei Rishoyim Heim Lo'oi Seidobo Kein Nire Be'enai. So the Ran says, not we're saying that these people who make Nedorim are Rishoyim in other things. No, in this thing they're Rishoyim. That means we'll see later that it is not proper to make Nedorim. So a person, it's not proper to be Mekabel Naziris, we'll see, and it's not proper to make Shavuot. So a person who does these things is a Rosh Eloi Seidova. You shouldn't do such things. So that's why the Loshen Nidre Rishoyim is a Pshat. We're not speaking about he's a Rosh Eloidova Racher, but look at this thing, he's a Rosh. Ki Nidre Kesheirim Af Al Gav Da Omar Hareini Olai Heimenu. Now the same thing happened. He said Hareini in Nozer Oiva Lefonov, but he said Knidre Ksheirim, or a light was a behemah, amen, or you know, sir, a behemah, a kikalafonda, loyama klub. Shrein, a ksheirim, noidrim. Ksheirim, so I say, I want, just like ksheirim, make nedorim, so the same thing should be by me on this kicker. So they don't make nedorim. Why not the baby kick one of them a clump? Shrein a ksherim neidrim. She'ein rashoin lasses kem, because you're not permitted to do these things. V'hu adin nami im oma kenidvas rishoyim olai. If he would say kenidvas rishoyim olai, it's also le'yom haklum. Lefi she'ein rishoyim naitvim. That means if he called them rishoyim, so with the same Rosh and Kosher is only speaking about in this Indian the Rishoyim or Ksheirim. So if they're Noidvim, they're not Rishoyim. Sha'af, Shimeim Noidvim, Einam Rishoyim, Lo Yisei Dovo. Vachi Yisei B'tesefte. Kinidvoisa. But what if he said Kinidvas Ksheirim? Is then is nodal benozir ubekorben. Shakshayrim is nadvim heim bekorben. Kshayrim amenadva korben ubenaziris. Hilkach kiyoma hareini vainoza evulofona vareinoza. Vachiyoma kinidvas kshayrim orlai beimu manachas lofonov. Havalei kaima harei hu korben nedova. That means what Ksheirim do, I want to do. Even though he said the word a lie, but it means as Kenidvas Ksheirim a lie. What Ksheirim do, I want to do with this behemah. So what would Ksheirim do with this behemah? They'd say Harei Zu. They'd never say Harei a lie. So Memele. So that's what he also wants to do. So that's an ayad of saying Harei a lie. Harei Zu Nedav. Avol b'shvu alei mechayit. But a shvue, he'll never be mechayiv. Afilu there's a kikah munach lefonav. Va'am ha'imenu shelo yoichal. Kenidvas ksheirim shel ha'imenu shelo yoichal. V'shein ha'ksheirim nishboim loylam. Because ksheirim do not swear. They stay away from a shvue with a 10-foot pole. Va'af al gav damrin la'el v'lezruzin avshay nishboim l'dvar mitzvah fakteran amir dekekashim. That we see the fakert, we learned neder godel ashkim v'eshna perikze neder godel nodel l'kei yisrael d'rani tzad, that's a neder hogun fakert. David HaMelech used to do these things, so we see ksheirim do swear l'kayim es ha'mitzvah. Ahi shvue loy mikri nedove. The shvue is not called a nedove. Sherei kva heimach yovim lekayim es hamitzvah. So, if I'm saying the word nedove, nedove means that someone is doing that mitzad nedivus halev. Nedivus halev means I don't have to do it, but I'm doing it mitoich nedivus halev. So, memele, if it's a mitzvah, so this is not a nedovah. It's not pshat is that this is a nedovah. This is not kenidvas ksheirim. The word nedovah does not apply by something he's mechuyev to do. He's mechuyev to be mekayim the mitzvah and fakert. And if this is the only way he can be mekayim the mitzvah, so it's not called a nedovah. It's called fakert, so you're mechuyev to do this. That's also a chelik of your chiyev. Now we have to understand the pashtas of the Ran Oyekika Munach Lafonov Omahimene Shaloy Oichal. So there's a kika Munach Lafonov, and he said that Knidvas Ksheirim Himene Shaloy Oichal. So that is, so since Ksheirim do not swear on a kika, so Memele, the Shvu is in Chal. So then he says, but they do swear. So Lechere, the Ran means to say, they only swear by mitzvahs, Nishboim Lekai Nishbati Vakayim Lishma Mishmatei Tzidkecha. So Lechere Deran means to be asking, maybe it's a kick of Chomet, so it's a kick of Tevel, and that's it, and he had a Moiradike Yetzahori, he wants to go and need this kicker. So he says, Knidvas Ksheirim, Emenu Shelo Yoichal. So Deran says, that's not called a Nedove, that means that's Deran's Teretz. But the Rishash is Moire, another Ha'ore, which is a gewaldike ha'orim. Now, the Gemara and the Zion that said, Minayin shenishboim lekaines ha-mitzvah shnema nishbati va-kayemo, lechere is, in the Ram holds the Shvu is chal legabi bal yachel, it's not chal legabi kolm, it's chal legabi bal yachel. The Gemara Poshet was speaking about mitzvah sasei. Nishboim lekaines ha-mitzvah, Poshet speaking about a mitzvah sasei. By a mitzvah loy sasei, is a Gemara in Seif Malkis. The Gemara says as follows. Yesh chayresh telem echad, nischayiv eight Malkis. He says, with one Maisa Charisha, the Gemara says it's possible with one Maisa Charisha to be get eight Malkis, and it was Yontef, and it was chayresh b'sheva chamer, and kloim, against a Maisa. So there's eight Shvias. There was a person with one charisha can get eight malchus. So the Gemara says, I have a ninth malchus. He made a shvuish lay echish. So he's like a ninth. So the Gemara says that he's mushba vaimed balsin vain shvuach ala shvuah, that the shvuah is in chal. So that means, either the Gemara means ein issa chal alissa, but there the Gemara you see claw that there's no bal yachal either. From the Gemara you see over there that on a lav there's no bal yachol. So the Rishash answers that lechayre the Ran means to say he swore on a chotzi shir, chometz, a chotzi shir of tevel. So bemsim min atayri not allowed to eat it. So it's also nishboim lekaynes and mitzvahs, but a isalab is chal on the chotzi shir, a shvu is chal on the chotzi shir. So dover shenim afurish bekrom. So al kaponim that was pshat in the Ran's kash, but the Ran says that's not called on the dover. Nidvas means something that's done by nedivas aleiv. Veikal amedik harei nedove eina ella ba'ima harezu. So now, the Ran asks as follows. The difference between the Nadov and the Neder is, Nadov is, Eina Ella Ba'ima Harezu, V'Neder Ba'rei Alayim. V'chilik Zalasa, Ella B'Nadorim De Kolbonis. By the Nadorim of Kolbonis, there's Arei Alay Lahavi Kolm, there's Arei Zu Lahavi Kolm. So Memele, there's Nidvas Ksheirim, there's Nidre Rishoyim, And the two different things. Aval benaziris, my neder, my nedove shaychi bay. Here we say, there's no nidre ksheirem of naziris, there's nidveis ksheirem of naziris. Now, what, it's the same naziris. Nidre reshoim. Yeah, mine the dove shaykh be erein el binyan echot, nire be einai. The neder perusha y dove shayne bo le gamri benidva saleit. The a neder means something that is not done wholeheartedly. The dove perusha mashodam noida yaisa benidva snapshe, shemaisa of yaisa ritsui. Umishem hochi, amrinen the neder hu harei olai. That's why a neder zarei olai, v'sheni misnadev legamri, kivin shlei efrishoi achshav. Forget that's good, that's why it's called a neder. A neder is, no, I want a bigger kolben. No, so bring the kolben. No, harei olai lohavi kolben. That means, so even though he's mechayiv himself in something, but, He's still magbil himself. It shouldn't cost. Well, I'm not. I'll do it. He's like he's pushing off the opportunity. So that's. But I'll do it. Arayalai lohavi. So since a neder is done half-heartedly, when the davo ba'ima harezu, the davo is done wholeheartedly, the fishim is nadiv. Is nitra yaisa rotzi. V'kivin shezehu peirusham shal neder nedove. This is the translation, the explanation, the difference between neder nedove is that neder is half-heartedly and the dove is wholeheartedly, af benozer, so by neziris, af api shein anedo shel neziris, ele be'inyan echot. When a person says, hareini nozer, say it's done, belev shalem, say it's done, shaloi belev shalem, it's one neziris, mi shakavone shaloi retsuya yoyser kori nezirusoi nedova. That's called a nedova, it was done wholeheartedly. Umi sha'ene retsuya kolkach, kori neder, that's called a neder. Vereshoyim shenoidrim benozer, ein kabonosam ritsuya legamri, their kabon is not ritsuya legamri. Abul, so memele, so their nezires is called nidrei, it's called nidrei reshoyim. Abul aksheire mitersha kabonosam shleima uritsuya, but when an aksheirem are mekabon nezires, they're the kabon is shleima ritsuya, vein benezirusam shum, Nidnu da veiro kori nezirusam nedova. And in the marine begmore gabi nedova de nezirus maskachzok shemenatzadi kemoishin neforosh pesiyate deshmaye. That means we'll see later if a person is mekabel nezirus half-heartedly, so memele there could be in the etzem nezirus, it could also be a nidnu da veiro. We'll see later in the gemore. So that's called Nidrei Rishoyim. So the whole thing wasn't necessary. That means it wasn't done with the whole heart. It was done let's give a big, bad example. A person feels, you know, there's a Yom Adin Reish Hashanah. So I'll fast a few days. I mean, the West Hakeminik that the people used to fast. So Shemay Tshuva and Elul. But Al Kaponim, he's doing it not because he wants he's scared of the din. It's like a psapius, sados, but it's not done wholeheartedly. So the same thing, the people were mekabel naziris also. The things were going difficult. No, I'll become a nozer. I'll be perish myself from Tainugi Eilam Haza, but it's not done wholeheartedly. So therefore, that's called Nidrei Rishoyim. Zok the Gemara. So the Gemara understood. He just said, Kenidre, I mean, the Pashtus Lashon of the Mishnah is, he said, Kenidrei Rishoyim. He said these two words. So all of a sudden we say, so this is a yad for Naziris, for Kabonis and Shur. V'dilma hochi koma k'nidrei rishoyim loy nadam. Where do you see a yad of neder over here? Maybe he's saying, I don't want to make a neder. Omar Shmuel, and this l'choyre could be, I mean, so since I don't know, so it's afen shens toif, and it's yadayim shein and mechicheis, that, I don't know, Bechlai wants to make a neder, he doesn't want to make a neder. Because Bechlau not a yat, if it's a sofik, he wants to make a neder. Omar Shmuel ba'ime k'nidrei rishoyim hareini olai v'heimenu. No, he said this whole nusach, k'nidrei rishoyim hareini olai v'heimenu. Hareini b'neziris olai b'kol b'heimenu b'shvur. Frag the Gemara, Reini ben Neziris, Duma Reini betaynes. Maybe it means that he wants to fast. How do you know ben Neziris? Duma Reini betaynes, comma, Omar Shmuel, Shayenozer, Oivel Lefonov. Now let us see the Ram. Shayenozer, Oivel Lefonov. Velohochi, Davke, ki comma, Kenidre, Reshoim, Hareini. That you need, there was Nozer, Oivel Lefonov. But he said, "Kenidre rishon." Avol ki ama hareini luchudei, loy ama klo, loy domi loimer aho. The mina per kama dekdushin bahavalei nozer kshenozer over lefonov. Mishum dahol lish nemalia mahani. Avol hareini ilav doma kenidre rishoyim hareini loy mashme da ama midi kach pirshu rabbeisai. Now. The Ran brings down over here. The Ran is a murdike kasha. Let's appreciate the kasha. It's speaking about that he said Hareini. So Lachaira, so the Rani is Amir de Kekashna, speaking about Nazar Evil Lafon. Mas Hareini, Adum Abetain is coming? No. It's Nazar Evil Lafon. So it was Nazar Evil Lafon, and he said Hareini. No. So Lachaira, so why need the whole Kenidre Rishayim? Nazar Lafon, he says Hareini. So just like Aho, and Nazar Evil Lafon is a Yad Lanaziris, is a Yad Mechir. So Hareini is also the same thing. So the rabbis of the Ran said that no, there's a difference. Aha means I'll become a nozer. That's right. You don't need kenidre rishayim. But Areini does not mean I'll become a nozer unless he said kenidre rishayim Areini. That's a right that is a Kabbalah's Naziris. Now, I saw two mahalchim to explain the difference between Hareini and Aho. I mean, that's what the rabbis of the Ran held. The Meiri says as follows. The Meiri says that the Loshen Aho means he's misoirer. He's misoirer to do something. That is the taich aho. He says the Meiri says as follows. Aho moire shemisoirer she aho kach. I'm going to become something. Hey, I'm going to become something. The chol shenazer oivel lefonov, avol yad mechiach, avol hareini einei loshen haore. It's not a loshen of his ayiris. Ela kaodom shemisaper baatzmai shehukach. Hareini nazer is like a sipper dvorim, not his ayiris to become. Hareini, hareini nozer. That's hareini nozer. V'shema einikei. Maybe he's not a nozer. That means, so he learns shemisapir ba'atzmai shukach. That's how the Meiri learns pshat. Hareini is a loshen sipur. I'm relating to you what I am, but that doesn't mean I'm misoira to become. And naha means I'll become. That is what the Meiri says. I saw in Teferesian says another Malach. Hareini moire al loshen hakdome al hadvorim. Aho moire al gmar dvoroi sheyiye kein. That means Hareini is like a hachone. Hareini, I'm making myself to become a nozer, but you don't hear achlote. That means Hareini is a loshon hakdome al advorim. That means Hareini muchen mezumen. That means I'm making myself for something. For what? Listen further, you'll find out. But Hareini is not a hachlote. Aho is a loshen hachlote. That's how the Tverasian says, Pshat, the rabbis of Shal Daran. Be'einoi nire be'einoi. In Daran does not like this. Be'areini legora me'aho. Be'areini and aho the same thing. Elamas nisen, so we have a kasha. So why do you have to say, K'nidre rishoim Hareini? Hareini is also good. The Mishnah is that Kenidreik Sheirim will not help, even though it's Hareini and Nozer of Lefonim, is not Kedreish, Kenidreik Rishoyim, Avleina Chanami, the Chol Shom Hareini Bechud, Vainozer of Lefonim, Vareizen Nozer. The Chiddush is not Kenidreik Rishoyim Hareini. He wanted to tell us Kenidreik Sheirim Hareini is not a Nozer. So Memele, so he starts off by saying, but Kenidreik Rishoyim, he is a Nozer. Zog the Gemara weiter. Heimenu b'shvu'e. Heimenu means b'shvu'e. Frag the Gemara, dulme heimenu da'achil nekoma. From it, maybe he's making a shvu'e that he will eat it. Omarov adam heimenu shelo yoichal. He said, Heimenu shelo yoichal. He hochi maile memre. So if he said, Kenidre rishoyim heimenu shelo yoichal, so what is the chiddush? Now let us see the Ram. Zokter Ram. Bidulmei meno da'achil nekoma, kloima, vekibini klameima dulme da'achil nekoma. Aval yadayim shemechicheis usfirle lishmud lehaven yadayim. Now, here, the Ran was explicit, and the Ran says, what's from the Gemara's Kasha? Dilma, amen, maybe it means, I'm going to eat. So the Ran answers, it says, so maybe it means I'm going to eat. So the Kasha is, it's Yadayim Sheinei Mechiches. I don't know, does he want to eat? Does he not want to eat? So it's Yadayim Sheinei Mechiches. I mean, this is the Ran Lashito say that we have mentioned a few times that if I, even though I know he's making an Eder, I don't know the prote on that, that's called Yadayim Sheinei Mechiches. So the Gemara's Kasha was only according to Shmuel. That means not according to Shmuel, what's your problem? Amen, maybe, whatever it is, we'll ask what he meant. But according to Shmuel, it's not a Shmuel Legamri, because it's Yadayim Sheinei Mechiches. Now, before when the Gemara asked the Kasha, by Hareini, Dume Hareini Betainis Koma. There, the Ran does not explain that the Kash is, according to Shmuel, a whole Yadayim Shem Mechiches, Loi Havi Yadayim. So, Lechere, there's also the Kash only according to Shmuel. I mean, he said Hareini, and then it's a Sophic, if he means Tainis or if he means Nazirits. So lechayritz, if you hold yadayim, she begins have yadayim, it's no good. By shvur, I made a suffix, it's a shvur, shaykhul, shloichul, yadayim, she begins. So why before didn't the Ran mention the kashas and shmuel, the shitosai? The Ran doesn't explain the kashe. Here the Ran decides to explain the kashe. So Rabbi Kivega explains as follows. He says, on the first kashe, he says, the kashe is on the Mishnah. I don't have any problems. Kenidre rishoyim nodar benozer. So we asked the kashe, what did he say? He said, kenidre rishoyim arein. He said, Moz asking kashe, so why is it nodar benozer? Maybe it's nodar betainis. The Gemara is asking a kasha, why did the Mishnah say nozer? Maybe it's tainus. Why do you pick on one? So the kasha was on the Mishnah. You can hold your dime, Mishnah Mechichas, having your dime. But so why nozer? Maybe tainus. Why did you pick on nozer? So there the Gemara's kasha is leaving the kulama. Why nozer? So the Gemara says, speaking about nozer, evil of one of. So Hareini knows the Reva Lefonov, so that is Yadayim, that is Yadayim Mechichas and Naziris. Mashenkin over here, it says, Nodar Benozer Bekolben Ubishvue. What Shvue did he make? It doesn't say in the Mishnah, so could be made a Shvue, I'm going to eat a kicker. Could be made a Shvue, I'm not going to eat a kicker. The Mishnah didn't say what the Shvue is. So when the Gemara asked Akash, maybe means a Shvue, that I'm going to eat the kicker. Who says not? Maybe that's from the Mishnah. We'll ask him what he meant. So here there's no kasha on the Mishnah. So the Ran had a problem. So what's the kasha? So the Ran says, oh, here the kasha Shmuel l'shitos. Shmuel hold yadayim shenemechichus lehavi yadayim. Fragt die Gemorre, dat al koponem, so, sie daim schene mechiches. That's a Rabbi Kivege says pshat. That's why here the Ran held it important to explain that the kasha is according to Shmuel. And before he didn't have to explain that the kasha was according to Shmuel, because the kasha is fair according to everyone. We have to understand Ihochi Maila Memre. The Gemara asks Maila Memre. So the Gemara says Mada Taime Hole Mapik Shvua Mi Pume Kamash Malon. So what is the chesaron over here? Now, I'd like to say something which is gol geschmack, and then we'll say something that will have to be not a zay geschmack. Taisvis, we didn't learn to taisvis, but Shitas ha taisvis in Dav Beis Amed Beis, Taisvis says Dav Beis Amed Beis, the Gemara is Akashem, here it says kol kinuyin nedarim. We say nedarim. We say charamim, shvuas, naziris. This is the problem. Why we say the shvuas? So let's say kol kinuyin shvuas. Kishvuas for some of the kibud las payodis lechoshel askiram. Bekitzel, Taisvis says over here, and that Beizam at Beiz, that there's no din yodis, the top Taisvis. Taisvis seems to say there's no din yodis by Shvuas. You mentioned the Ran holds there is a din yodis by Shvuas, but Taisvis there's no din yodis by Shvuas. So I'll kapon him. So then we have to understand, here the Ran said over here by us, Nidre Rishayim Hachmasis Nami Perush Diyodisi. This is a perush of Yodis. So according to the Ran, it's Yodis by Shvuas. So this is called Yodis Shvuas. These are Yodis Shvuas. According to Taisvis, there's no such thing as Yodis Shvuas. No such thing. So Memele, so now we could appreciate Maile Memele. So, the Gemara could be, according to Taisus, ulche be very geschmack. I mean, if there's no dinyodis by Shvuas, she said, knidre ksheirim, which means, just like ksheirim make Shvuas, there's a kika heimenu shaloyoichal. So from this kikah, I will not eat from this kikah. Just like Sheirim make Shvuas, I will not eat from this kikah. So now we have to clear a shaila. What is this? Is this a yad? Or is this more than a yad? Now the Ran says, klor it's a yad. The Ran says, this is Hachmasisim Perusha the Yodis. Now Taisvis Lechoire, if Taisvis says there's no din Yodis by Shvuas, so Taisus Lachaire holds that this is better than a yad. Somehow, if I say just like Rishoyim makes Shvuas, I will not eat this kika. So even though if we'd maybe get a good lawyer, we could say, I never said I'm making a Shvua not eat the kika. I said just like Rishoyim makes Shvuas, I will not eat the kika. But Al Kaponim, it would seem that that's goof is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That this is called better than Yodis. This is called Kemaitzi Shwami Pivdomi. That's how it would seem, according to the Maude Taime. So we could appreciate Maude Taime Olei Mapik Shwami Pumei Kamash Malon, that is even better than Yodis. The Taisvus Rid, Yischav Dalid, has a tzad to say that by every Shwua you need Haskoros Hashem. So he says, "Uchsha Omar kenidrei Rishoyim heimenu shaloi oichal." אף על פי שלא היסקה לא ישם ולא ישבוה, חולה עליו שבוה, כיוון שחברי היסקר שבוה בשם. וזה אומר, הרייני נשבע כמוהו. שבוה היא. That's how the Taisus Rit seems to say. The Taisus Rit seems to say that perhaps that the Chiddush is that it helps even Lagabe Haskores Hashem. The Machne Ephraim in Soif Simen Beis of Hilchos Nedarim says as follows. The Gemara in Shavuos Vaistais that Lalocha we paskin Matvis b'Shavua Lav Kemaitzi Shavua Mipiv Domi. And what does that mean? That means Im Shoma Chaveiroi Shenishba V'Omar Ihu V'Anika Moischa, I'm just like you, Ein Kan Shavua. That's not, so there's a matvis shvua lav kemaitzi shvua mipivdom. So the Machne Ephraim feels this, v'heichi da'oma, kemoi shenishba pleini. If Yannis swore and he said, v'anika moischa, that's atfos. But if he says, kemoi shenishba pleini, ani gam kein, nire devadai osa. Veloi shayich ze le matvis b'shvua. The horsam haynu taimim shim deloi haitzi shvua mipiv. There he didn't say shvua. He didn't say the word shvua. Ani kamoyscha. Avol hoche do omar kemoyshe nishba ploini. Areze keilu mapik shvua mipiv. That is, I'm saying just like Yenis war. Amen. So that's like he's saying already a loshen shvuah. The raya made the nidre rishoyim the noda b'shvuah. The kamrin and Allah the kamash melon the mother time will I mapik shvuah mipiv. Operish a rosh the kimin shizke kenidre rishoyim abeke ilu mapik shvuah. So it seems that the Chiddush is that this is better than Hatfose Bishvuah.